2024 NFL Draft is in the book, and we are joined right now by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, the best football show featuring daily breakdowns of all the most exciting moments across the league. He's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Baldy, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today, man. Thanks.
Good morning, guys. It's good to be with you. Thank you.
You seem to be pretty bullish on the Steelers draft. So 30,000 feet before we start asking you about the specific guys here, Baldy, what did you like about this draft?
Well, I think they've completed and finished rebuilding this offensive line that needed a lot of work starting 2 years ago. Began last year with Sam Milo, Broderick Jones, and Darnell Washington. And I think it was completed this year. And that was the most important, I think, project in rebuilding this team and getting them into playoff contention again. And, I thought that was the priority, and I thought they finished that.
So they got Fautanu in the first round, who will be a tackle. They have Zach Frazier, who will be their center. And then in the fourth round, they got Mason McCormick, who will be a guard and probably competing for that position, but will probably end up being a backup guard. Baldy, from your experience, what was the biggest hurdle from college football to pro football for an offensive lineman?
Pass protection, for sure, and how long you have to actually hold your blocks. Pass protection is always a big jump. You're just going to see much better athletes than what they saw at the college level. And, you're going to have to be able to hold up one-on-one against athletes that are better than you. And so technique, understanding all the different fronts that you're going to see that are different than in college. I mean, you study this college tape, and almost everybody in college plays some level of a 3-3. So if you're a left tackle in college, you're seeing very few real pass rushes. You're seeing teams that are just playing these concepts where they're dropping the outside linebacker and they're just playing pass coverage. And you're not seeing a steady die to rush. So pass protection is really the biggest hurdle right now, and just seeing just different defensive fronts and just learning an NFL offense where you're, whether it's combo blocks or pulling or trying to block on the perimeter, the game is just so much different in college than it is in the NFL.
Brian Baldinger joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. So Fautanu played left tackle in college, 27 starts there on the best offensive line in college football. You had Broderick Jones come in and play right tackle for the Steelers last year. Would you keep it simple, Baldy? Would you have Broderick Jones stay the right tackle and Fautanu play left tackle, or what would you do there?
I think that's what I would do. I mean, a lot of people thought, I know some teams thought Fautanu could be a Pro Bowl guard, but I think the Steelers are in pretty good shape there right now. But if they wanted to play him at guard, he could be like Zach Martin or Quentin Nelson, go from tackle to guard, probably be a Pro Bowl player there. Some people think he's a little too short to play left tackle. I don't think he does. I think his feet and his punch and his hands and his arms, I think everything will be just fine out there. So they have that ability to do that, to keep Broderick on the right side and keep Troy over there on the left side. And I think that's probably how it will start.
138 tackles in 2023, 6'4", 238 pounds, 4.43 40-yard dash at the NFL Scouting Combine. Peyton Wilson, the middle linebacker out of NC State, give us something that you absolutely love about him. What jumps off the film whenever you break down Peyton Wilson's production in college last year?
I would say that 4.4 speed is real. Like his range and his ability to get from one part of the defense to the other part to make a hit is unparalleled, unmatched in this draft. He fills up the stat sheet. I think he's really – I mean, it's just one thing to be able to, stop the run and be able to skate and slide and do all the things you got to do a linebacker. But his pass coverage is excellent. He gets his hands on a lot of footballs, had interceptions. There's really nothing that he can't do. I didn't think maybe Adrian Cooper on a great day was his parallel, but I just think he's a very unique player from his size to his range to his speed. And when he gets there, like, he smacks you hard. Like, I don't know. He just looks like he's – like, I know he's had the injuries, and you got to consider that. But if he didn't have some of the injuries that he had – I mean, he started in high school with a torn ACL. But if he didn't have the injuries, he was a top 20 pick, and he'd be right up there with how we evaluated Roquan Smith and some of the other top-level inside linebackers.
Brian Baldinger joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Where did you have Zach Frazier ranked among your centers? And do you think he's a guy, I think he's going to have to, but do you think he's a guy that can come in and play at a high level right away?
I think he'll be in the starting center. I expect him to. This guy was a state wrestling champion. He was a 4.0 student. But you just watch him play. Watch him against Penn State. Watch him against some of the bigger schools. He handled himself really well. I expect him to be the starting center for the Steelers next year. That's what they wanted. They wanted that position upgraded. I think they've upgraded it. The fact that they got him with the 51st pick was amazing to me. I had him as a second-ranked center in this draft. You could put Graham Barton there. You could put Jackson Powers Johnson. They all went pretty high. But I thought Zach Frazier was a starting center in this league. We saw two starting centers drafted in similar spots in the second round last year. Joe Tippmann with the Jets and, John Michael Schmitz with the Giants. And I think both those guys basically became starting centers right away for their teams. I think Zach Frazier will as well.
Baldy, do you believe in Arthur Smith's offensive vision? And do you think that that'll work out here in Pittsburgh this year? Do you think that the relationship with him and Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, do you think that on-field relationship will be a hit? I mean, you obviously know that Russell Wilson, it didn't work out with Hackett, didn't work out with Sean Payton. Could this be something and a good marriage as we hit the 2024 season running?
I think it can. I think it can be. I think it's going to be the best offensive line by far that he's played behind, probably ever. Once this group really begins to gel and come together, I think that's going to help him. He's always been a guy that wanted to move, that because of his size and his height, he's always had to find the openings in order to make these throws. Roman Wilson might remind him a little bit of Tyler Lockett. One thing I remember about Russell, when DK Metcalf was drafted, people thought he was just pretty much they had him pegged as just a go route guy and a guy that played out in the edge, but we found out he could run every route pretty well. And Russell built pretty instant chemistry with him. They had a lot of success right away with DK Metcalf. And I think Russell will get together with Pickens and Roman and the group right now, and I think he'll start building that timing with them. I expect him to play at a high level this year. I think he got his weight down. I think that was one issue in Denver when he first went there, but I think his weight is under control. I think he's healthy, and I expect him through 26 touchdowns last year with a very limited offense around him. I would expect somewhere around the 30 touchdown mark would be the base for Russell Wilson this year. And last year they threw 13 touchdown passes between the three quarterbacks. I expect that to more than double this year.
Brian Baldinger here with us on the Fan Morning Show, and one of the guys he'll be throwing to you just mentioned there is Roman Wilson. And what jumps off to me as an internet scout, Baldy, is his toughness, man. I think PFF had him with 67 targets and just one drop. It kind of feels like the theme of this class is toughness.
Well, I think that was a big factor of what they were looking for in all their players. And you can go right through them. And all the way down to Mason McCormick and Logan Lee and the traits and what they look like and how they played and how they sort of jumped off the page with their level of toughness. I think it was a priority that if you're going to try to win, which is still the best in football, you've got to have those qualities. You've got to have those traits. And there's just no place for immaturity. There's no place for guys that, come off the field because something happened or they got dinged. I mean, this is something that they were trying to build, just a toughness fiber that they want to run right through that organization. I thought they drafted a good class of those kind of players.
How do the Steelers compare right now, roster-wise, with the teams they're fighting with in the AFC North?
Well, you know, last year a big part was I didn't think to start the season the offense line was up to par with what Baltimore had. They didn't run the ball. They got better as the season went on. You saw the difference that Seumalo made, that Broderick made at right tackle. The offense line has to play at a high level, and the quarterback has to play better. I mean, the quarterback play wasn't good enough last year, nor the year before, and so that's what they got to get. I think everything else is in place right now to compete with Pittsburgh and Cincinnati and Cleveland. I think the quarterback play has to get better, and Russell has to provide that. And I think around him, it has improved. So if the quarterback play gets better, there's no reason why they can't play with the other teams in that division.
Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Baldy, appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All right. Take care. Brian Baldinger. And you can listen to his podcast, The Best Football Show with Brian Baldinger, on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Holy cow, he's high on the Steelers, man.
Yes, he is.
He thinks Russell Wilson's going to throw at least 30 touchdowns this year.
Hmm.
At least.
Mm-hmm.